Wayne's World on this Wednesday, and all roads lead to Geelong. It is Geelong Cup Day, an important lead-up, as always, to the big one, the Melbourne Cup, and none bigger than for Simon Wilde, the trainer of the favourite of today's Geelong Cup this afternoon in Tralee Rose. Simon, appreciate your time. Straight to the point, how's the mare?
She's great, yeah, couldn't be happier with her. She's, she's fit and well, and, her last couple of weeks or since the Bart Cummings has been really good, so... yeah, can't fault it. Everything we can control is just how we'd want it.
Interesting enough, you sort of were betwixt and between whether to start in the Geelong Cup, where you were in the pecking order of acceptances and weight and prep. What was the game changer for you? What was the final tick off that you'd go to the races today?
Well, we just thought it was too much of a risk to just be putting all our eggs in one basket for the Melbourne Cup. I thought the Geelong Cup today has a... you know, it's a race that she's a great winning chance in. The conditions really suit her. She's drawn a good barrier, and it probably isn't too much of a bad preparation, really, for a Melbourne Cup. She was fortunate enough to get in. So we just didn't want to miss a race like this in the hope that we'd get into the Melbourne Cup. And like everything, there's never any guarantee. So, we missed the Geelong Cup waiting for a Melbourne Cup and didn't get a run. We'd be kicking ourselves. So we just thought there was more to be gained by running today than not.
Very much so. What do you make of the opposition today? I mean, you are a pronounced favourite. There's a couple of others who are considered contenders. Huster Lawar down the bottom for Sue Murphy and Linda Meach, and also Defibrillate from the all-conquering Payne and Egan combination. What do you make of the opposition today, considering you are a pronounced favourite to win today?
Yeah, I think they're the main dangers. And look, it's an even race. It does look to be a standout, real standout. But the race is very even. She's going to have to be on her A game. She's going to have to get a good run. She needs a few things to go right. But I think if she's feeling well, she's got the right form lines, and she gets a good run, then she'll be right in the thick of the action.
Okay, so we've seen Incentivise dominate conversations since the weekend, and in fact leading up to the weekend as well, but certainly put the writing on the wall that all roads lead to the Melbourne Cup, all things being equal. Ridiculous comment from me, but I'm prone to say it, Simon. Are you playing for second on Melbourne Cup Day if you get through and roads lead to Flemington on that Tuesday?
Possibly. I mean, the Melbourne Cup, for us, we're probably looking at that thinking we think our mare in a realistic view can run top five. We're not probably going, if we did happen to get into the Melbourne Cup, we wouldn't be going there thinking we're a really winning chance. And I agree with you. I think Incentivise looks like, he could be a one of those generation horses that, it just looks like the further he goes, the better. So, we're quite realistic, but the Melbourne Cup's an iconic race. I've never had a runner. Our stable's never even got, we have got close to getting a runner, but we've never had one in. Mm. So, I think it's, such an iconic race that we'd love to be a part of it. And even if we're not, right up there as a winning chance, I think she's, she's not just making up numbers. I think she's a type of horse that over 2 miles, she's a realistic top five chance.
100%. And in her 14 career starts, I mean, only missed the money a couple of times, she's already a $500,000 earner. And today's not to be sneezed at. It's a Group 3 $400,000 race.
100%. That's when you strip it all back and just logically look at the race, you say, this is a Geelong Cup. It's a, it's a time-honoured race. I've watched a lot of them, and, it's good money. It's Group 3. They're not easy to win these races. So, we've got a fit, sound horse. She's a racehorse at the end of the day, and, this falls into her wheelhouse a little bit. 2,400 metres on firmer going, which I think she prefers. And, good prize money, good, a good country cup. I'd love to be winning it.
Yeah, 100%. Dean Holland rides today. Do you stick with Dean into a Melbourne Cup? I mean, you don't cart before the horse. I mean, he obviously rides for you. He has, he's a lightweight for the best part. I mean, what do you make of his combination with Tralee Rose and possibly sticking with the horse, or have you got other plans beyond this?
No, look, he rode her very well in the Bart Cummings from the outside gate. I don't think he could have done much more. And he does ride light easily, and I think that can be important, leading into a Melbourne Cup, he's not going to have to do a lot of wasting. And I think if he continues to ride her well, I mean, he's come down to gallop her for us. He's putting hard yards. I'm happy to reward that, especially if his performances are how they have been. He's given her every chance. So as long as that continues, and she does make the Melbourne Cup field, he'll be the pilot.
You sound very confident about today because you think you've ticked all the boxes going to Geelong. It is an exciting race. You think you've got a dead set 2,400 metre horse that can go further. We've got eyes for the Melbourne Cup, possibly judging on today. How is she? What's today been like? Do you go out, get a feel for her? Do you give her a walk? I mean, what does she do this morning? What has she done, this morning on the way to the races? And I know this is a cliche. Does she feel as good as she could feel before a Geelong Cup?
Yeah, she does. I mean, that was one thing that probably swayed as well. You know, we trot her up nearly every night in the evenings, and she looked fantastic last night. Her coat was glowing. She trotted out just as you'd hope she would. Everything about her demeanour at the moment is positive. You know, she's eating up all her feed. She looks weight-wise and condition-wise, she looks just ready to go. And, you know, she's a lovely sound mare. We've taken our time with her, and that's hopefully a benefit of being patient early is that, you know, she's the furnished, finished article now. She's fully mature. She's sound. She's fit. Like I said earlier, everything that we can control, I'm happy with, you know. Her fitness, her well-being, everything's really, really good. It'll just come down to sort of luck in running, and again, she seems pretty foolproof in that department. She can go forward. She puts herself in great positions in races. You know, she often gives herself every chance because, you know, she does race can race in a forward position if needs be, and then she does settle quite well. So, you know, she's really like I said, everything that we can control, we're very, very happy with going into this race.
Yeah, you sound excited, mate, and that is fantastic. And not just today, but let's get past today and then who knows for the Melbourne Cup at times. One thing, you have earmuffs for the mayor, pre-race only, I know. Is that to stop being fizzed up with the crowd? And because we don't have crowds, so to speak, just yet, things are starting to warm up a little bit, hopefully after tomorrow night. Is she a bit flighty when she gets to the track? Does she know she's at the races?
She does, yeah. She's very, she's very aware of that. On race day, she... especially earlier in her career, she was she got quite anxious and quite nervous. So we've had the earmuffs on her, or we have them on her a lot. Even to just to travel and around home, she has them on her a lot, and it just helps keep her relaxed. You know, we want to be making sure she puts all her energy into the race. You know, not prior or beforehand. So she always has that. That's part of her gear, and it seems to work for her.
Well, she's a beauty. As we said, she's won over 2,600 at Morfordville. She's just missed the placings in an Adelaide Cup over the 2 mile, the Melbourne Cup distance. She doesn't run a bad race, and it's exciting to see her at the races again today. She's the pronounced favourite for the $400,000 Group 3 Geelong Cup. All the best, mate. And if she ticks the box today, exciting time for you as an owner and a trainer to get a horse to the Melbourne Cup, and I'm sure she'll have plenty of admirers in that race. And she will give it a shake. No doubt about that. Some champions can have off days too, so who's not to think that she can't be a contender in the Melbourne Cup? All the very best today, and hope it's a trouble-free afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Good on. There's Simon Wild. He's a wonderful trainer. And isn't it great to hear a trainer so up and about his horses? And there's no cliched responses from Simon. He's just dead set keen on this mare's chances today. And I think, well, we always gamble responsibly, but she is going to take a power of beating today. You might be wanting to throw her in your quaddies and your novelties, or just put it on the nose. Charlie Rose. This is Dwayne's World. Geelong Cup this afternoon. All the very best to Charlie Rose.